Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, here we go. It's officially go time. Got this F1 stuff out of the way. Finally, we're done with all. Get it out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, eventually. Fine. Then let's say Thanksgiving this Thursday, and then we're 10 days out from Toy Drive. Do you believe, Kayla, the average person expects to gain 8 pounds over the holidays this year?
Oh,
okay, last year they asked the same question. People said 5.5. 8 pounds over the holidays, that seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot, honestly. 8 pounds. Wow. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You're eating a lot of indulgent food. You're probably hitting a couple of our Thanksgiving parties. So all of that combined. Yeah, for sure. I get it.
Well, and like you say, you were about to say Christmas parties, and you're right. Man, I got to be honest, outside of Thanksgiving, I don't know that it goes that much over the top. I suppose cookies, you know?
Cookies,
man,
pie.
Boy, it just seems like eight pounds. And that's the average. So some people, you know, some people would be the 5.5 like last year. And then there's other folks that are like, yeah, 13.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, last year we did a count of how much butter we used between like mid-November when Thanksgiving, like Friendsgiving party started, to like after December 25th. I was like, we went through 3 boxes of butter. I'm like, what the heck, man?
I don't know why we have problems in this country.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, in a related story to what we were talking about a second ago with the average person thinks they're going to gain 8 pounds over the holidays. That's a lot, man. I was just like, I added on there because I'm 205-ish now, and that's it's not as low as I've been, but it's lower than I was in the past. And the idea of being up at 213 is weird for me. I just can't. It's a lot, dude.
I agree with you. That is a lot. However, I 100% am going to weigh myself like starting today and then see what changes happen over the next couple of weeks.
So apparently, all of these different foods that you're eating affect you differently. Sorry, I'm treading lightly on this story. They say that turkey is number one, that you don't eat a lot of turkey. And so sometimes it gets you, dare I say, backed up.
Sure.
70% of Americans say they spend more time in the bathroom during the holidays. And that's not just to avoid your family. It's that, the number one thing that people say gives them an issue, if you will, turkey. We also hear, is there a lot of chocolate milk that I'm not aware of during the holidays?
I didn't know that was a thing. Okay.
Yeah. Pecan pie is number two.
Hilarious.
Really? They're followed by potatoes, chocolate, pumpkin pie, fudge, sugary candies give you an issue, stuffing, ham, and rack of lamb. When did we become this bougie? When what?
I don't know. I just thought it was turkey taters and that's it.
Now the people who do, you know, put in all the work on this is a company called Prune Lax. So it just writes itself. Mm-hmm. So obviously they've got a vested interest in all of this.
I actually know several people who will get their like toilets and septic systems and everything like Roto-Rooter before the holiday. Yes, serviced is a better way to put that. Before Uncle Jeff comes over and destroys everything.
Oh,
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
brought to you by the most trusted jeweler in Las Vegas. Seriously, it's go time. You know what? And when you can't think of anything else to give for the holidays, jewelry. never fails. Jewelry is undefeated in the holiday season. Go see my buddy Mike Lee Menden at Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
So there's two college kids in Oklahoma. Their names are Sean Roberts and Chance Jackson. And they've been living in a retirement home instead of the dorms.
I love this. It's hilarious. I love this.
So they're both studying music, and in exchange for doing regular performances, they get to stay there rent-free, and the residents just absolutely love it.
Of course they do.
Right? The University of Tulsa launched the program last year. It's in the second year they've done it now. So
You would do this. You'd do this all day long.
Absolutely.
You're surrounded by grandparents. You know, like you've got what, 100 surrogate grandparents right there. If you're not a big partier, or you're not, well, you go to other people. You never have to host the party.
No,
you've got a bajillion
stories. You never have to watch TV because every single one of them has 1,000 things they want to tell you. It's awesome.
Yeah. And with all the deafness going around, if you did sneak a girl into your room or whatever, nobody would ever hear you. It's great. Hey, remember Bat Kid? Maybe the most elaborate project Make-A-Wish has ever done. It's certainly way up there. Hard to believe, but this week was the 10-year anniversary. And I just got to do it a minute ago. Caleb was like, I don't know if Bat Kid in 2013, over 10,000 people volunteered in San Francisco. Oh, remember when San Francisco didn't suck?
Yeah.
Over 10,000 volunteers in San Francisco helped a 5-year-old with leukemia. His name was Miles Scott. They helped him be Batman for a day. It was a huge surprise. He had no idea. The chief of police got on TV and said he needed Bat Kid's help. Then the Batmobile showed up at his house, picked him up. They got him into costume. Then they brought him downtown. And again, 10,000 volunteers got behind this thing. He saved a woman tied up to a set of train tracks. He defused a bomb. And he battled and defeated the Riddler as the crowd of adoring locals, you know, cheered him on. The San Francisco Chronicle even ran a headline, Bat Kid Saves City.
Aww.
So that in and of itself could be the, wow, I'm not going to make it through the last line. That could be the good feeling story of the decade, literally.
Yeah.
Here's the best news. Miles is 15 years old now, and he's cancer-free.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! I didn't see that coming. That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
A number of years ago, our Yorkie, Bailey, R.I.P. Bailey got out when we lived up in Centennial Hills, before it was called Sea Hills or Chills. He got out and ran over to the cul-de-sac next to us, kind of to the side. And we couldn't find Bailey for a number of hours. And that's because Bailey, there were some kids playing outside. Bailey goes running up to him, and they just picked him up, took him inside. Can we keep him?
Oh, no.
And the mom was like, well, yeah, I guess.
With the collar on?
With the collar, yes, with the collar. Now, we were looking for Bailey for, as I recall the story, hours. But then, you know, the kid's out holding our dog. And then he starts squirming like, Mama! You know.
I want to go home now.
Yeah, and the kids were mortified. And the dad comes over, and I think he offered me $1,000 for the dog. And it was like, no, what are you doing? The dog had a call. Well, you must not care about it that much. What are you talking
or
about?
It's a dog this, and it ran.
Well, yeah, this little, you know, Yorkie weaseled his way out the door. No, that was when we learned that he could squeeze through the bars on the fence.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
And so it was like, oh, well, so yeah, we do care. Thank you very much. So Blake's daughter, Bailey, the cat comes over. The bottom line is the cat comes over to their house and they've put a bed outside. They've put food out. And now the cat, of course, really loves coming over to their house. Bailey has texted the neighbors to tell them that she thinks the cat has an ear infection. And they didn't respond. And she wants to know if she could just take the cat. Kayla, I just think she's one step short.
Oh, okay. I think she's so far off, it's unreal.
Way far off?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's talk to Nikki first. Nikki, can you adopt the cat?
Honestly, I think she should if they're not willing to take care of it. They seem like they don't care.
Yeah, but it's like telling someone how to parent. Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, no one wants to be told how they should be raising their child.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, you're doing the right thing by trying to say, the cat has an ear infection very clearly. Yeah. Like, can I help with that? Or can I, like, whatever? And they're not answering. Like, you should acknowledge that, but still, it's, I don't know.
When you say it like that, it's really interesting. Because, yeah, what if your neighbor's kids, if you see your neighbor's kids and they're dirty and, you know, whatever, and they're always coming over to your house and asking you for food and stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, and all that. And, well, you can't just all of a sudden go, well, I'm going to keep this kid. You can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably not even a question you want to ask.
So, can I keep your kid today?
Can I just keep your kid?
They look a little dirty.
Oh, my God. No, I do recognize that kids and pets are very different. I totally understand that. But at the same time, it's just a sticky situation that, like, you've made one assumption based on, like, something that you think you saw. Like, if you're a vet and you're like, that's very clearly an ear infection and you want to do something about it, then you're like a certified professional, I guess.
The reason why Blake brought this to us is that he is presently on the island. Blake is like, no, you can't take this cat. But everybody else, like Nikki, is saying, yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. The cat's at your house already. You texted them. You texted them. They didn't text you back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
exactly.
He's like, okay, this can't be right. And so that's why he reached out.
Do you do the classic where you put the cat out front of both houses and see which one it selects? And then whatever one it goes to, that's the new parents.
The King Solomon.
You stand at one yard, the other stands at the other.
Well, or do you cut the cat in half?
There's that option, you know, as well. So
no, the is there an opportunity for co-parenting?
Mm. Yeah, they need to get something in writing.
I hate that. But in this case,
if you're close enough to where you have their phone number where you can text them,
right,
then you should be able to walk over there and be like, hey, like, I just noticed that the cat has it looks like there might be an ear infection. I can take it to the vet if you'd like. I just didn't know if that was on your priority list.
Do you mind if I let the cat in my house and never let it back out? It's awesome. Nikki, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate you. You said there was a good text on the text line.
Someone said, just take the cat to the vet, get the ear checked out, and let it be. Someone else said that they had the similar story, and now they co-parent.
Not my $300. No way. No way.
If you're worried about it.
If I'm taking the cat, if I'm taking the cat to the vet, that's my cat. That's what happened with Dorian. My wife took him to the vet. Because he had some sickness when he came to us,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like he needed help. And then my wife goes, what do we do now? And they go, yeah, you got yourself a cat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
You know, we haven't even really talked about this yet, but leaving here on Friday, we had said that we hoped that, even though F1 got off to a bit of a rough start, and yeah, the lead up to it was a giant pain in the neck.
Sure.
I can lie about that. But I think all in all, I think we win.
It was good.
Yeah. I thought Saturday night was pretty great. Even though Max, is Max Verstappen, you know, I don't know anything about Formula One. You guys watch this at your house, right?
Yes.
Is he trying to be the villain?
I don't think so.
Is that his deal or is he just a jerk?
He might just be a jerk. I don't think he's trying to be the villain. I think because you have guys on the circuit like Lewis Hamilton that everyone loves, he automatically gets that bad rap because he's not as like personable as those other guys.
And he's just blunt. He's just blunt. Euro. Sure. It's just different. That's different culture.
Sure.
And he's just blunt about it. Like when they had the opening ceremony thing or whatever it was, and he's like, I could skip this. Standing up here looking like clown. I don't know if that's his accent, but
it's not at all. But
no, no. What is it? Do your Max Verstappen.
I don't know. I can't do the Max Verstappen. It's got like more like a, I would say French, but that's not true.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
It's not that though. I can tell you that.
No, I was just going for European movie villain.
You nailed that one.
Yeah, but then he comes here and he wins the race and everything. It's like, you happy now? No, not really.
I mean, if we could change Max Verstappen's like mind about it, because he ended up being great. He was chanting the Viva Las Vegas. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, he was?
He, at the end of the race, that's what he was chanting. Viva Las Vegas. He was doing that song. So, like, we changed his mind. Like, I'll take it.
I crashed halfway through. And then I woke up at the very end and went, yeah, okay. And then turned the TV off. And I was like, and Max Verstappen wins in Las Vegas. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
Solid.
And,
yeah, all right. Fine.
Good night. It was like midnight.
It was so cool.
Been a long day. Yeah, it all turned out really well. And the number of, honest to God, like A-list celebs
that all came in for it. Yeah.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was watching it because the Formula One, you know, ESPN took the Sky Sports feed of everything, you know, which I guess that's British. Sky Sports, I'm assuming, is British.
Yeah.
And so it was just surreal. It almost didn't look like Vegas.
That's so funny. That's true. On top of all of that, the amount of people that you were talking about, the celebs that were coming in, that were going to the Henderson Airport. And I only know this because I have a friend that works over there. And she said the amount of times that you had these like really high roller guys that were like flying in on their private jets and everything.
Yeah.
Say, is that Allegiant Stadium, pointing at the Raiders practice facility, thinking that that was Allegiant Stadium, was hilarious. Oh, yeah, she said,
funny. Yeah, she goes, well, because it's right there.
Yeah.
And it's pretty big.
Yes.
But yeah, looks different on TV.
Looks really
there's a reason for that.
So funny.
All right, look, a lot of people are blowing this week off, not us, because we honestly, this is the part where we really start hitting you over the head with this. Toy drives in 9 days.
Yeah.
All right, you walk out this morning and you'll know it's almost toy drive time. you walk outside today, you know it's almost toy drive time. Yeah, it starts a week from Thursday, and we need you.
Yes.
And we got Thanksgiving between now and then, so we're not going to get too crazy yet. But that's why a lot of people take this week off. We do not.
I'm looking forward to Friday for when we get a bunch of tweets and messages and like everything from people that go Black Friday shopping for all their toy drive stuff.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite days, is when you guys tag us in that stuff.
Yep. And then, well, and on top of it, the Trilogy Tour is at T-Mobile on Friday with Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, and Ricky Martin. And yeah, and we have extra tickets that we came up with that we could give. I said, do we have anything that we can give people that are still working this? And they're like, yeah.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Waking Up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We're not going to play your stupid game?
We can play it.
That's how I wrote it. That's how I wrote it down on the schedule for today. Kayla's stupid game. Wait, I forget what it was.
It was current F1 driver or famous composer. Because I wanted to test you to see how many names you would recognize from watching the F1.
This is something you and your husband did.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. We always do this.
Do you guys... Do you indulge in substances?
No, we don't. It's so funny because like
edibles?
No, maybe? Nothing. Because
I got really high and this is what I came up with. That's what that is. Are you sure?
I wish that we could. I just can't participate in stuff like that because I'm not a
just
good...
not you.
Not a good stoner, unfortunately.
Just the fact that you said stoner lets me know. Lets me know everything I need to know.
Okay. Right there. Let's see
this. Just give me one.
Okay.
Give me one because here's what's great about this game. I don't know. Do I know any of these?
Some of them raced this weekend, so yeah. I wanted to see if you recognize some of the names.
I told you I fell asleep.
that's very fair.
All right.
Pierre Gasly.
Gaslight? What'd you say?
Pierre Gasly.
Yeah, I don't know. Driver.
Driver, yes! He's number 11 in the world. He's a French driver, yeah, clearly. Okay. Richard.
Let me think about this. Nope, still don't care. All right, cool.
Richard Wagner.
Composer.
Yeah,
Wagner.
Absolutely.
Wagner,
probably, because it's German. Yes, probably Wagner. All right.
Wow, I'm way better at this game than I thought. Okay,
George Bizet.
Oh, that's a composer.
Absolutely. Known for his symphony in C minor.
Bizet, I believe.
Robert Schumann.
Who knew I would... Schumann, come on. No, that's a composer.
Yeah.
No.
You're much better at this than I thought. Okay.
Who knew I was so cultured?
I know, right? Valtteri Bottas.
That's a drive.
That is a driver. Number 15 in the world, Team Ferrari.
I dismissed this game completely, and I'm five for five?
Yes. Joseph Hayden.
Hayden?
Hayden, possibly.
Hayden?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I could be on Jeopardy.
You could do this, maybe. For sure.
Although there's no pressure right now. Yeah, Hayden's a composer.
Yes, absolutely. Viennese composer. Yes. Viennese school in the 1700s.
Yes. Yeah,
Sergio Perez.
Great sausages. The Viennese. Never mind. Who?
Sergio Perez.
That's driver.
Yeah, number two in the world, Red Bull Racing. So.
Sure.
Absolutely. Esteban Ocon?
That's driver.
Yeah. Number 12 in the world, Oscar Piastri.
Now this game's stupid because I'm killing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Did I see this name? Is that a driver?
That is a driver. Number 9 in the world.
Okay,
one more. From McLaren.
One more? I'm bored now.
Antonio Salieri.
Ooh. Spell it.
Salieri.
Driver.
No, that's a composer.
I went too far. I have, we just got an email that they're trying to slam in. They wanted it for relationship rehab. This ain't that.
Oh.
In fact, if anything, it's a P1's cart. Maybe just a quick and dirty P1's court. The long and the short of it. Just reading through the email quickly. Blake's daughter, Bailey's neighbors, have a cat that they leave outside almost all the time. The cat comes over to Bailey's house every day. The cat will sit on her deck and look in at Bailey's cat. She and her husband, Ryan, set up a cat bed on their deck. Boy, does this sound like my house. And sometimes they feed the cat. The cat has a collar. Bailey met the owners. She actually texted them to tell them that she thinks the cat has an ear infection. They did not respond. Bailey now wants to steal the cat.
No.
Bailey just wants to take over the cat. This reminds me of something, speaking of Bailey's, this reminds me of something that happened with our Yorkie.
Oh.
And it also sounds a lot like how we adopted our two cats, but neither of them were chipped or had collars.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Meow Meow might be chipped, but ain't nobody picking her up. She had her ear notched, so that means that animal control caught her, fixed her, and sent her on her way. Which is what they do.
Yeah.
I'm really... Okay, I've already told you the story. 702-364-9898. Can you just adopt a cat? If the neighbors are not responding, I think she's one step short, but maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. Or at the very least, you could co-parent.
Oh.
You could. No, no, let's discuss.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
It helps if you turn these on. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, good morning.
It was funny because I was talking to Elizabeth, but no one else could hear us. Now we'll fix that problem. All right, let's get right to it. Beyonce reportedly in talks to produce a $10 million stage show and residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas next year. She has already toured.
That sounds amazing.
I know. She has already toured the state-of-the-art venue, he said, reading the article, with her manager and her mom and Jay-Z, of course. If the deal goes through, the residency would follow U2's residency, which has already been extended into February of 2024. Thumbs up on that, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I called this from when the second week before they even announced U2, they're like, who's going to be the first show? And I was like, dude, it's got to be someone big like Beyonce. Beyonce would be perfect
in
that venue.
I'll give you credit there. I'll give you credit there. You did. I was a witness. Okay. So, Bon Jovi, that would be cool. Paul McCartney, that would be cool. Lady Gaga have also, quote unquote, been considered as well. If you've got to choose one, Beyonce, Bon Jovi. Oh, rank them. Rank them.
Okay.
Beyonce, Bon Jovi, Paul McCartney, or Lady Gaga. I can do this. Beyonce, one. Gaga, two. Bon Jovi, three. Paul McCartney, four. And I know you'll fight me on it. Only because I think the Bon Jovi thing would be fun. I think the Bon Jovi thing would be a blast.
Sure.
Yeah, but I like old rock on occasion.
Sure.
Then it'd be great.
Yeah, that's not my link. I would go Beyonce, Paul McCartney, then Gaga. But it's just because I really like Gaga at Dolby Live. And so to see her somewhere else, it would throw me off, I think. And then I would do Bon Jovi.
Elizabeth, rank them.
I'm with you, Ted. I would rank them exactly like that. Beyonce, Gaga, Bon Jovi, Paul McCartney.
And not because Paul McCartney would be great because, you know, Elton John would show up.
Yeah, amongst a bajillion other celebs. He's got songs with Rihanna. He's got songs with Kanye. He's got, you know what I mean? Like, all these people that he could pull in. That's the reason I higher rank Paul McCartney over Bon Jovi, because so many people would come out there.
I hope they all end up doing it.
That would be sick. Honestly, all of them are really good.
All right, stupid questions. Other stupid questions. Are you a self-checkout person or an in-person checkout person?
Ooh, if I have, like, three items.
Yep.
I'll do self-checkout. But if I have produce and all kinds of things, I am not getting in that self-checkout line. It's just a mess.
Kayla?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. Yeah. Although I do like the new longer self-checkout lines that they make. The ones that actually have like the belt on them and stuff. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's helpful.
Yeah.
And by the way, if I'm self-checking out, you don't get to look at my receipt. If you trust me to work the machine and do all that kind of stuff, you don't get to question my integrity on the way out the door. I don't want to say I'm offended by that, but I'm a little offended by that. I get it at Costco because that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, they check you on.
I'm
still not sure what they're looking for. Yeah, but Target every once in a while. Hey, can I see
your... Oh, interesting.
Walmart, can I see your receipt?
Never been profiled at Target before, so...
I don't know. Maybe I haven't either, but I'm making it up in my head because I hate it so much.
Holiday season, I get it. They're all checking receipts, so...
Well, you know what? No, I'm going to hold the rest of it over till tomorrow. Now we have less work to do for tomorrow's 177-second survey. Elizabeth, have fun at the Trilogy Tour. Happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So we had a late request come in for a relationship rehab, and I just kind of wanted to flesh this out right now. They're being asked to kick in $20 a couple for a Thanksgiving dinner, which I believe is more like a Friendsgiving.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it's family. It doesn't give the smell of family. They're being asked to help, you know, to help with the costs.
Oh.
And so, and they're like, we're not going now. We're not going to go to these. We had been told all the way up until, you know, this weekend that this thing was happening. but now we're not going to go because we're being asked to kick in $20 per couple, which, and I bet if you ask me again in an hour, I'd be outraged. But right now, the practical side of me is coming out and I go, I don't know.
I feel like I've seen this before. I do have several friends that do like tiers of what you can contribute. So like if you're coming as, now never the monetary aspect of stuff, but like if you're coming and you have a family of five, you're bringing a more important, more massive side dish. So like mashed potatoes. So
if, yeah, if you're family of five, you can't bring rolls.
Yeah. So, but if you're the single person coming to the party, then you bring the rolls. You know what I mean?
Like, or that's you can what you do napkins.
Exactly.
You're allowed to do napkins. You're allowed to do napkins because you can't even be trusted to go to the store and get the King's Hawaiian Sweet because, you know, basically you live on ramen. And what do you know about it?
What do you know?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is funny. I don't know who did this, other than I know it was a sandwich chain, but this is fun. How do you think you would, how do you think you would fare in a zombie apocalypse? apocalypse in general. So do you believe you would go first, somewhere in the middle, or would you be last one standing?
I would be middle. I feel like I have enough about me, like enough wherewithal with that, like about me that I could survive like the initial, but then I would definitely get caught by whatever survived and, you know, sacrificed or whatever the case may be in an apocalypse.
It hasn't been we haven't really talked about an apocalypse, my wife and I, but obviously the world's a crazy place.
Wait, didn't you buy a zombie apocalypse like kit? Didn't you buy that?
Well, we're prepared to bug out. Or whatever. Yeah, you know, we've got Buggy. He's got a name. His name is Buggy. And no, and we've got stuff just to, okay, now that you bring it up, it's like, what? Are we just delaying the inevitable? Like, sure. Here's the thing. We're not going down without a fight, but is the fight really worth it? Because, you know, what was that show that was on HBO about with Pedro Pascal and the girl and everything? You know what I'm talking about. With the zombie type, you know, things with the spores and whatever that was on HBO. And we talked about that. And it was like, okay, this is all well and good, but we're probably going to get got in the end. So what do you know? So I go back and forth on that. Of the whole thing. And then they ask people who they would want on their apocalypse survival team. Not surprising, The Rock number one, Chuck Norris two, Superman three, John Cena four, and MacGyver number five. Hilarious. Not a single woman made the top 10, which is dumb. You're idiots. And then somehow Elon Musk is ninth. And I don't know.
How? What?
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Okay, true story. A minute ago, I went, hey, Kayla, here's a new side hustle for you. And she goes, is it the one where you can get paid $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark Christmas movies?
It's true. You don't think I already did the research on this? Please, okay?
Okay, tell me about it.
So there is a flower box subscription service that is offering to pay someone $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days.
I appreciate this. This is a giant hype for the flower box subscription service.
Yes.
And you're not biting by not naming them. Good for
exactly.
you. I'm appreciative. Okay,
so
cool.
The chosen candidate will also be given some hot chocolate, two pairs of fuzzy socks,
sure,
and a 12-month flower box subscription.
And the bit is you get $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark movies,
12
Christmas
Hallmark
movies in 12 days.
Yep.
Just 12?
Yes.
I'm Isn't like, that easy. Low?
Yeah. I watch two a night minimum. Let's go.
I was going to say, yeah, you've got to already be in. And especially if you can zip through commercials. You know, these things, what are they, 90 minutes long, maybe?
Somewhere around there. Some of them can get a little bit lengthy, but for the most part, I'd say 90 minutes. They're asking you to rank each movie by five different criteria. So festivity, predictability. High. Yeah, right.
Also, predictability, also high.
Chemistry between the characters.
Low.
Did it make them cry?
Obvious.
And if you'd watch it again.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah, of course.
Do they repeat them?
Oh, all the time, yeah. You have to kind of know, because they're all just slightly different from each other. So you have to kind of know which ones you've seen. So like, like one says like, you know, a very merry sleigh ride. And the next one's like sleigh riding in a merry town. Like that's kind of all the names of them. So if
I don't know much about these. I really don't. But if you've seen one, haven't you seen them all?
Yes. Just answer your question. You have.
If you've seen Sweet Home Alabama, haven't you seen all of
them? Throw some jingle bells on it. Yep.
Oh, no. Honest to God, every time you start talking about Hallmark Christmas movies, Sweet Home Alabama, the Reese Witherspoon classic, comes into my head. And I'm like, no, it's not a Hallmark Christmas movie, but it could be.
But it could be.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So the more you know, before we go, a lightning bolt is hotter than the surface of the sun. Lightning can be over 53,000 degrees. How would you like to be the one that's got to hold the thermometer for that? The sun's surface, as we understand it, is about 10,000 degrees. The core of the sun, however, is 27 million degrees. How do you honestly, those are the kind of things I look at that and I go, somebody's just making that up.
I know. I'm like, sure, absolutely.
And everybody else just went, yeah, okay, that sounds good to me. Let's just go with that. Because who really does care? I don't know. JFK did not push to get to the moon because he cared so much about space exploration. And the government at large did not care that much about, you know, really going to the moon for moon's sake. All they really cared about was beating the Russians. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a competitive guy. I understand that. It's like, yeah, fine. You know, this is a good thing. But you know what? If they want to go, let's beat them to it. That's okay. Good. Can you imagine this? Hillary Clinton as Donald Trump's vice president, or Trump as Joe Biden's vice president? In the original Constitution, the office of the United States vice president was awarded to the runner-up in the presidential race. Now, thankfully, we changed all that, the 12th Amendment in 1804. But good Lord.
Honestly, we'd never get anything done because of the disagreements. There'd be nothing.
Are we getting stuff done now?
That's a fair question.
Are we kidding? Is it really? Yeah, now that you mention it out loud, is it really that much different? I mean, at least they could at least do, you know, Rochambeau or you know, rock, paper,
like
scissors.
That.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay, I'll kick you in the junk. Then you kick me in the junk. We'll see who crumples first. I find this interesting, and for whatever reason, I think I find it helpful. 93% of people who survive a suicide attempt will not go on to kill themselves at a later date. I guess what I'm saying is that if you feel like you need to talk to somebody, and if nothing else, call us.
Yeah.
We got you. You call us, we got you. Talk to somebody. It gets better. It just does. It just gets better, and there's a lot of good, even though it seems like a lot of times there's not. And I will say this, and I posted this the other day. You are 1,000% undefeated against every bad day you've ever had. All right? So go out and make it a great day. It's the more you know before we go. And before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
What happened to the turkey who fought the chickens?
Man, you're ramping it up for Thanksgiving week, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
The turkey who fought the chickens?
Yeah.
Does the punchline have something to go with? No?
No.
All right, we'll get the actual answer in a moment.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good
morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I'm 1,000% baffled on this one. Kayla's got a joke.
So what happened to the turkey who fought the chickens?
I don't know. I really don't know.
He got the stuffing knocked out of him.
Of course he did. Sure he did. Here's the other fun fact for you, too. Chickens are mean. I don't know if you know this. Chickens can be rough. We've all seen the videos on YouTube. You've seen where chickens chasing kids and whatnot. Hey, listen, like I said a minute ago, make it a great day. Thanks. It's a short week for a lot of folks. Short week with Thanksgiving coming. Have a good one. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I'm 1,000% baffled on this one. Kayla's got a joke.
So what happened to the turkey who fought the chickens?
I don't know. I really don't know.
He got the stuffing knocked out of him.
Of course he did. Sure he did. Here's the other fun fact for you, too. Chickens are mean. I don't know if you know this. Chickens can be rough. We've all seen the videos on YouTube. You've seen where chickens chasing kids and whatnot. Hey, listen, like I said a minute ago, make it a great day. Thanks. It's a short week for a lot of folks. Short week with Thanksgiving coming. Have a good one. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.